You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state visiting Head Start child care providers. On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewers Stadium.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully child care accounts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy. The budget will be published in the upcoming days. The man arrested in Nacoosa in March of 2024 for dealing meth has been sentenced. 42-year-old Bradley Rosenthal, sentenced to 9 years in federal prison for possession of methamphetamine intended for distribution and also having two loaded guns as a felon. Rosenthal sold meth to a confidential informant 3 times in February 2024. On March 13th, officers responded to a report of suspected drug activity in Nacoosa. A canine unit signaled there were drugs in Rosenthal's vehicle. Officers searched and found more than 10 ounces of methamphetamine. Rosenthal was arrested and the drugs were seized less than 400 feet from an apartment complex and the city park. Rosenthal was sentenced to 9 years in federal prison for repeated serious crimes and his continued endangerment of others. It's cold. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us it's about to get worse.
Bitter cold is spilling back into the state. Temperatures are diving sub-zero and wind chills are making it feel much worse. Cold weather advisories have been posted in spots northwest, with that expected to expand further south tonight. Wind chills will be feeling anywhere from 15 to 20 below zero, and frostbite can nip you quickly in these conditions. Signs to look out for include soreness or pins and needles feelings in your fingers, toes, ears, and nose. If this happens, never rub the area. That'll damage the tissue even more. Get inside and warm up the spot slowly.
Today is the anniversary of the Marine Corps Women's Reserve. It was established on this day in 1943 during World War II. Later that year in June, Congress passed the Women's Armed Services Integration Act, which made women a permanent part of the regular Marine Corps. Tonight, the Rudolph American Legion will hold their regular monthly meeting at 7. The VFW Lincoln High School flag presentation will take place at the boys' basketball game on Friday. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with the defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A couple big hitters are headed to the silver screen this weekend and just in time for Valentine's Day. For all you Marvel fans, you've got Captain America: Brave New World to look forward to. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, who becomes the new Captain America. After meeting the new president, he finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must get to the bottom of it. How's that for details? Critics' reviews are unavailable at this point for the film, so tread cautiously. And everyone's favorite raincoat-wearing bear is back as Paddington in Peru hits theaters this Friday. In the third installment of the wildly popular franchise, Paddington finds out that his aunt, who lives in a home for retired bears, has gone missing. Like the other two films, critics love this movie as it is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes. That's almost too fresh. If those two films don't tickle your fancy, you can check out local theaters for three new releases of Harry Potter films. It's just easier to re-release films than make new ones, folks. Let's go to the movies. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is cold this morning, and it's not really going to warm up much here today. Mostly sunny, 12 our high this afternoon, 8 below tonight. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon, and we have some pretty good snow likely tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into Saturday. There could be 3 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down late Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.